Imagine dozens of different kinds of fruit all hanging from a single tree. It's the dream of a Syracuse artist who is building such a tree branch by branch. WRVO's Ryan Delaney visited the tree nursery and has this story.
Grafting fruit trees is a practice almost as old as fruit trees themselves. Mending branches from two different varieties of fruit is how we get hybrid fruit varieties. But Syracuse University art professor Sam Van Aken is taking the art of graft to another level. In a makeshift tree nursery behind the school's art building, Van Aken has been slowly grafting together what he's calling the Tree of 40 Fruit.
So these are what I call my stock trees. And the stock trees...
There are more than 100 young trees growing in planters here. Van Aken ducks under low branches to point out the varieties. He's crafting trees that produce what are known as stone fruit.
So that's peaches, plums, apricots, nectarines, cherries, and almonds.
Grafting is a labor of love for Van Aken. With a small, sharp blade, he takes a branch from one tree, in this case, peach, and he'll put it on a plum tree.
I'll make a cut backwards at about 30 degrees. I'll go up about an inch and a half from that and remove a sliver.
He then slides the new branch into the slot he cut and...
Then I'll take the grafting tape and I'll start wrapping it.
It will take several years of grafting like this to hit the 40 different varieties. Now, Van Aken is an art professor, so what's he doing growing trees?
I wanted to create a tree that throughout the year looked normal until in spring when it blossomed in different colors. And then you saw it bearing all these different fruit. And it was really just to create almost this surprise moment where somebody would stumble upon this tree and start to question, you know, just in it, from its appearance, begin to have that moment of rethinking.
He says he likes when his art includes an element of confusion. He says he's taking care in designing how the trees will flower. After giving a presentation about it this summer, the drawing of what the Tree of 40 Fruit will look like in full bloom has earned Van Aken international attention on the internet and in the news. About a dozen of Van Aken's trees have been installed around the country, including one in Syracuse University's September 11th Remembrance Garden. He says choosing the number 40 had biblical references.
And it's obviously the allusion to the Tree of Life.
So, how's the fruit? Van Aken says some of the ancient varieties are fantastic and full of flavor. Others are quite sour. He took me to the tree planted on SU's quad, but we weren't able to pick any samples.
There's nothing that's really ripe.
Some of his early, more experimental trees are now planted in Van Aken's backyard. He's been eating a lot more fruit in the past few years and giving even more away. In Syracuse, I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.